Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 21st of December, recording at 6:06 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Asia, there were some terrific gains here in the Japanese Nikkei, up over 2% in here today. And note the lead indicators that you have seen posted repeatedly in comments, such as that Tokyo Second Section Index, the bank shares, continuing to lead. Overall, as you know, that market's showing a bit of a loss of upside momentum, I should say. Freudian slip there. Let me repeat that again. Overall, Japan is showing a slowing of upside momentum, but that's to be expected at this stage of the cycle, and because the momentum is slowing does not mean the move is over. There is no evidence, bottom line, boom, no evidence that the move is over yet. I expect some resistance around 1700 on the Topics Index, but it's right at 1630, I believe right now, 1630. Now, elsewhere in Asia, new high in Korea. Those are my two favorite super machine producer stock markets. And we had just a steady performance overall generally in Asia. Now, elsewhere, Australia, bang, through to a new high led by a couple of my favorites, Rio Tinto and BHP Billiton, and so that's a nice breakout. That chart was shown yesterday, just prior to the breakout, as being poised there at that level. Ditto the UK, also breaking out today. I showed that chart yesterday. Another new high. So this global rally continues here. And now I don't become more bullish because of this reconfirmation on the upside. And again, I repeat that it's not just Japan that shows a loss of overall momentum. A majority of markets do, a slowing of momentum. They haven't completely lost momentum, or we wouldn't still be getting new highs in here. But I'm not getting more bullish with each new high. I'm getting less bullish with each new high. And also, we are approaching a year 2006, second year of the U.S. presidential election term, which is likely to be more challenging. That's the historic record, at any rate. History doesn't have to repeat, of course. Maybe liquidity makes it different this time. But in a way, I think that if markets did better, let's say, through the first half or three quarters of next year, regardless, they would be waltzing into a cul-de-sac. Because let's say that all that liquidity, which has been lifting stock markets and prices of many, many resources, let's say that that helped to boost the U.S. economy, then short-term interest rates are going to rise further than most people are currently expecting, and that would eventually exact its toll on the U.S. stock market, as it always has. So I think we really ought to pencil in that 2006 is going to see a swinging reaction, and that will create another great buying opportunity for 2007-2008. Hey, we can promise you one thing, excitement. And you wouldn't want to be without it, would you? Okay, let's look at government bonds. Well, there's no excitement there. Really, really boring. And I think that the bull case depends on that big sell-off in stock markets. And I won't play that rally on the long side because I don't go for contra-trend trades usually. But I will be looking to short the government bonds just about the time that it's right to increase investments in stock markets following a shakeout in 2006. And looking at precious metals, a bit more baby steps buying in here today. I'm up to about 40% of my long positions that I had Monday a week ago, just before I raised the stops and then got stopped out on that dramatic climactic day. And of course, the bearish reports are coming out. I posted one by a respected analyst in here. Most people are coming up with lower targets for gold. But that's been pretty much the case, hasn't it? That we've had more targets on the downside for gold than we've had targets on the upside, except for a small number of perennial gold bugs. But if we take the normal investment or scene types in here, most have been looking for lower levels, even those who are overall bullish. That tells me that there are a lot of people who are more talking bulls than acting bulls. So I'm happy to be accumulating in here, I think, and but I will trade it fairly. Trade these markets fairly actively because I don't expect any quick run back up to the highs. But if I'm surprised, I think I'll be more likely to be surprised by strength in precious metals than in weakness. I think the weakness that we have seen is not all that exceptional or unreasonable relative to the blast on the upside that we saw in November and early December. And petroleum, quietly steady in here. In terms of my thinking on this whole resources sector, I have said before, and probably a point I should repeat now and in future, that from time to time we'll see lengthy pauses and consolidations. Gold spent 2004 and much of 2005 in a sort of a ranging consolidation with a gradual upward bias. Crude oil, after its blast on the upside, could easily spend year and a half, maybe even a little more, consolidating those gains before we go through the Katrina highs. That doesn't mean I'm necessarily expecting that. I'm just saying it wouldn't surprise me. I think something would have to go wrong in terms of current production facilities to ramp the gold price back up through, I beg your pardon, the oil price, crude oil price back up through the Katrina highs. Now that could occur. We could think of all sorts of scripts that would cause that to happen. But without that, I wouldn't be surprised. I've described this as a medium-term consolidation, and medium-term can be anything up to 3 years in a secular trend. And this is a secular trend for oil. I continue to most passionately believe. But we may well see the oil sector, including the wonderful funds run by Jonathan Guinness, the Investec Global Energy Funds, and the Guinness Atkinson Energy Fund, charts of which are, of course, in the library. But will I disturb my long position because we might get a lengthy consolidation? In other words, I might just see the thing tread water for the better part of a year, possibly two? No, is the short answer. No. If anything, if I saw that developing and a dull, boring year, those funds would prompt me to start putting more money in anticipation of quite a strong move on the upside when they resume the overall secular bull market. So it's the industrial mining shares, favorites of mine, core holdings, Rio Tinto and Billiton and the others. Have a look at that copper report that I posted here today. It's intriguing. It's a good read. It's informative, and I think it's right. And I think that's pretty much it, folks. So all the best, and we look forward to another exciting day tomorrow.